welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's a blessing to be able to share this time with you, and I pray that regardless of where you find yourself as you're listening to my voice, whatever's going on in your life, that you'll just be able to step aside, if you will, out of the cares, the troubles, the things you're dealing with. And just for a few moments, this time that we share together, let's just kind of lose ourselves in Jesus. Let's lose ourselves in the Spirit of the Lord. We need that. You know, we're to come apart. Jesus, after the disciples had been sent out two by two, when they returned and they were sharing all the wonderful things that God had done, He said, come apart and rest a while. And so they withdrew to a wilderness place. Of course, that didn't last long. Crowds followed them, but that was the Lord's desire for them. And what we need to do from time to time is just draw aside. And beloved, one of the things I've struggled with for years is to find that Sabbath time, a time of rest, a time where you can set apart, just as the Lord God rested the seventh day and He sanctified it, so that we could have a time. And it's not the day as much as the attitude and the way we approach that day, where that we're able to set aside that time for God, where we can be spiritually renewed, emotionally refreshed, do something out of our normal pattern or routine, and really just be physically relaxed and refreshed. It might just be, you know, one of my joys is just, you know, laying around and reading a good book. That's one of the height of my enjoyment. So whatever it is, we need to be able to do that, because God will speak to us as we have balance in our lives and as we're rested, especially with today's world. There's so much activity going on. I mean, parents that are raising children and family, there's all kinds of events at school and soccer practice and all the stuff that goes on. It's like a marathon. And God, while it's good to be busy and involved in productive things, it's really only good to be involved in those things God wants us to be involved with. So let's just take a moment right now and take a couple of deep breaths corporately and just kind of wait before the Lord. And Father, we come to You, and Lord, You see every believer. Lord, You see what the day has been like. And Lord, there are those that perhaps don't have to deal with heavy schedules. Lord, their time is relatively free. But Lord, it's important whatever our lifestyle is, regardless of what time we are in life, whether we're young and have our whole life ahead of us, or whether we're up in years and in that golden time, there's not the activity that there was when they were younger. Lord, regardless, You have a perfect plan and destiny for each one of us in all the seasons of our lives, from youth all the way to age. And Lord, I'm asking right now for that refreshing. And Lord, that we would learn how to be still and know that You are God. Lord, just bless our time together. Spirit of God, I ask You to minister in precious ways right now to the deepest needs of hearts and minds, for Your glory, in Jesus' name. For my beloved, I would speak to you on this wise, even by the Spirit of the Lord. I say to you that I would make your life as a beautiful tapestry woven by the fingers of faith and the very Word of God. I would bring you into a place of fellowship and understanding that you've not known before. And there you will see that my grace is not limited by sorrow or by difficulty. And you shall see that it shall shine like a strand of pure gold mixed in the beautiful tapestry of your life. I shall move with infinite love in your behalf, and I will, beloved, I am the master craftsman, and I will create a pattern of exquisite beauty in your life, and you shall be a blessing to those around you. Do not be dismayed, for I say to you that your rejoicing shall be increased, and you shall see my workmanship in your life. Doubt not, my beloved, for my will shall be done, and that which I have purposed for you shall come to pass, and you shall experience the work of my Spirit and my Word in your life, and your joy shall be full to overflowing, says your Heavenly Father. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, one of my favorite scriptures I've always loved, it's been one of my life scriptures, is the Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. Aren't you glad for that? I'm so glad, because I sure couldn't do a perfect work. I couldn't bring it all together. You know, our lives are a tapestry, and sometimes you've probably heard, you know, you look at the opposite side of a tapestry and it looks all confused and muddled and anything but beautiful. But the master craftsman, the artisan, knows what it will look like, and the other side of that tapestry is a beautiful reflection of God's glory. However, He's designed you and created you in a very special way to be. Praise God. Well, let me share a scripture with you. 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." That's 1 John 4:4. And beloved, God wants you to be so filled to overflowing with His life. You're an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and that means all that He is and all that He has is yours. You're an overcomer because the overcomer dwells in you. Now, we know by John 10:10 that the thief, the enemy, comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly." Satan is a remorseless thief. He's a destroyer. He's a depraved murderer. He's a liar from the beginning. But thank God, God spoiled principalities and powers through Jesus. He has put them under our feet. And we, beloved, at this point in time is a time of new beginnings for so many. As I shared with my partners at the beginning of the year, this is a year of breakthrough for so many. Through God's Word and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we can face religious spirits, religious lies, philosophies, ideologies, and we can just see them destroyed through spiritual warfare. Beloved, what should we be doing? Well, what's God's heart? He wants us to reach the lost. The Great Commission has never been reassigned. It's never been replaced. You know, it doesn't bother the devil much if we have gorgeous churches and a lot of community activities, or, you know, the biggest choir in town. But what he does hate is evangelism. And, you know, it's at this point he comes against us in his dark power to attempt to destroy the work of God in our lives. And he hates us as we bring the lost into the fold of God. You know, if we want to rid the world of darkness, we have to do everything in our power to turn on the light of Jesus. You know, we can't separate spiritual warfare from seeing lost souls saved. And when we sacrifice to reach lost souls with our time, with our energies, with our finances, God's blessings, His deliverance, and His keeping power is manifested in our lives and in our personal behalf. Beloved, there's just so much God has for us. You know, as I look around at today's society, we're so influenced by the world in which we live in. And there are many Christians who really, they don't take the Word of God seriously. Oh, I know that. I've heard that. But they don't take it seriously. They don't let it rule and guard and guide their lives. And so many are just caught up in themselves, not in His will. That's so typical of this generation. You know, it's all about me. It's all about us. No, beloved, it's not. It's not about you. It's about Him and His will. At best, Christians that are that way, they're just baby carnal Christians, so caught up in their needs. And, you know, there's a time for that. When someone's just born into the kingdom, they're not grown, full-born. I mean, they're not born full-grown. They're not a mature adult. They have to go through infant stages and baby stages and toddler stages and a young adult before they grow up to be an adult and hopefully a parent. And so, beloved, What is it that we can say that if we want to go on in the things of God, and I know many of you listening, you're hungering for a deeper experience in God. Well, let me just share with you just a few keys of how we can come into a place, how we can come into a new realm of the supernatural in God. First of all is a sensitivity to the Lord. You know, there's no one more sensitive than the Holy Spirit. And you might say, Sister Glass, I'm really sensitive. I'm hurt very easily. Well, not anywhere near the Holy Spirit. Are we willing to grieve Him? Do we actually unwittingly, unknowingly grieve the Holy Spirit by the things we say and do? Well, if we want more of the Lord, we need to become sensitive to Him, because the Holy Spirit gets the directions from the Father. He knows exactly what He wants to accomplish in our lives, and if we'll be sensitive to Him, He's one who walks alongside of us. He's our helper, our comforter. He's our guide, our teacher, and if we're sensitive to Him, He'll bring us into a greater experience in God. And then, of course, once He does it, what's the next most important step? Well, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what the prophet Samuel told Saul. And we need to be, walk in the Spirit and to fulfill, not to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, but fulfill God's heart, His will, what He wants for us. And I have to move quickly to share these just few points. And we also have to be humble, to be teachable, to be submissive to God, to walk with a humble spirit. And as we're to also learn about the things of the Lord, there's a scripture I'd like to share. In 1 Peter, the second verse, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we have a knowledge of God, then our grace and peace will be multiplied. And finally, it's a good question to ask ourselves. What's our motivation? Why do we want the power of God? Why do we want to move in the gifts? Is it to be seen? Is it to be, have a reputation, to be quote-unquote spiritual? Beloved, it ought to be the love, the compassion of God that motivates our hearts. Those few keys, sensitivity, obedience, humility, knowledge, and motivation, those things will see you move on into a new place in Him. Lord, may You grant that to us all. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to share with you. And I invite you to tune into the broadcast. Beloved, our broadcasts are heard around the world. I get emails all the time getting invitations to overseas conferences and people that are being blessed by the broadcast. If you miss one, just tune into unveilchrist.org. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.